And operated. We are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Plum City, Elk Mound, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand, Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Derek Dennis. Hundreds of campers evacuated, but so far no damage to homes from a ferocious wildfire burning in Los Angeles County, California. LA suburbs covered in smoke and ash, and there's another fire burning in Sonoma County, close to California's Bay Area.
The zone next to us, which was a half mile away, they said it mandatory evacuation. And we just said, is this close? We're getting out.
Sonny Childers self-evacuating for safety. Fire officials say winds as high as 70 miles an hour fanning the flames. Extreme heat this week stretching from the Great Lakes states to the East Coast. Pennsylvania in Pittsburgh, that could hit 99 degrees on Wednesday. More than 260 million Americans will feel temperatures above 90 degrees for days. Maryland Governor Wes Moore set to issue 175,000 pardons for marijuana convictions. Moore telling the Washington Post that criminal records have been used to deny housing, employment, and education for too many. He set to sign an executive order later today. This is
offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
From groan-worthy dad jokes to patching up skinned knees, your one-of-a-kind dad deserves a Father's Day gift guaranteed to take him to his happy place, Omaha Steaks. Go to omahasteaks.com and order unconditionally guaranteed mouth-watering gift packages starting at just $99. Use promo code QUALITY at checkout for an extra $10 off. Show your dad the love. Visit omahasteaks.com, code QUALITY at checkout for $10 off your order today.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
Which would you rather have? World-class seed genetics and traits, or seed that's been tested and proven to yield in your area? With Pioneer, you get both, plus the support of a dedicated local team. For the unbeatable combination of elite seed genetics, local knowledge and insights, and rigorous local testing, contact the team at Bowers Seeds and Service, your local authorized Pioneer sales representative serving the Durand area. At Pioneer, our name is our mission, and what's next happens here.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange Friday, milk markets were lower, July down 42 to 2067, August down 46 to 2110, September down 45 to 2073, October milk down 42 at 2010. Cheese markets were lower, barrels down a quarter to 202, 40-pound blocks down 1.25 to 197, 2-trade a barrel, 4-trade a block on the day, cash butter steady at 309, no trades, grade non-fat dry milk steady at 119.25, no trades. Dry whey down 1 to 47 even, 2 trades on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets moved mostly higher as cash cattle markets were higher. Strength in boxed beef prices helping to support the markets, along with a drop in the grain markets. Hog markets mostly higher in the deferred contracts as cash prices were slightly higher, and midday pork cutout values were also stronger, but the nearby month was still lower on profit taking. June live cattle down $2 to $186.82. August feeder cattle down $4.50 to $261.97. June hogs down 57 cents to $91.17. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat were lower, as part of the reason was it was difficult for the trade to get excited about the hotter, drier forecasts, as it's been too wet in many areas of the Corn Belt for quite some time. The big question is, how long will that hot and dry weather continue into the growing season? July corn down 8.5 to 450. New crop down 5.75 to 470.25. July beans down 9.75 to 1179.75. New crop down 10.5 to 1149.75. July soybean meal up 10 cents to 368.40. Chicago wheat July down 7.25 to 612.75. September down 9.25 to 628.5. Minneapolis wheat July down 11.5 to 655.5. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand, cash corn $3.98, July $4.01, new crop $4.15. Cash beans $11.10, July $11.10, new crop $10.70. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn $4.24, July $4.24, August $4.14, new crop $4.20.25. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn $4.20, July $4.23, new crop $4.20. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash in July corn $4.00, new crop $4.15, cash beans $11.07, July $11.01, new crop $10.74. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn $4.10, new crop $4.20, cash beans $10.95, new crop $10.65. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn $4.33, July $4.35, August $4.28, new crop $4.24. Cash beans $11.56, July $11.59, August $11.33, new crop at $10.90. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn $3.97. July $4.01, new crop $4.15, cash beans $11.11, July $11.15, new crop $10.74. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle $176 to $196, Holstein fed cattle $158 to $178, market cows $114 to $138, bulls $135 to $165, calves $210 to $920, beef steers at $200 to $307, and Holstein steers $170 to $330. Sheep markets, market lambs $225 and down, light lambs $275 and down, ewes $90 and down, rams $80 and down, goat markets, does $220 and down, bucks $240 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to RoundhouseProvisions.com, use code SAVE, or text SAVE to 511-511 and claim 40% off. RoundhouseProvisions.com, code SAVE.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text SAVE to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Tax fees may apply.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, showers, maybe a thunderstorm, highs in the upper 70s. For tonight, chance of a storm with lows around 74. Chance of showers and thunderstorms on your Tuesday, otherwise mostly sunny, windy with a high near 88. For Wednesday, chance of showers and storms, 75. On Thursday, scattered thunderstorms with a high near 77. Friday, showers and storms in 82. It's 73 at our studios.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Walked her to the plane in Phoenix. I said, say hello to your mama. She couldn't even look me in the eye. I drove out to the desert just like nothing happened. But somewhere in the darkness I heard her say goodbye. Wonder if she misses me tonight. I wish that I could tell her how much I love her. And I wish this damned old thunderbird could fly.
Mrs. Johnson, you self-righteous woman, Sunday school teacher, what brings you out slumming? Do you reckon the preacher would approve where you are. Standing here visiting with a backsliding Christian in a neighborhood bar. Well, yes, that's my bottle. And yes, that's my glass. And I see your eye falling, this pretty young lass. It ain't none of your business, but yes, she's with me. And we don't need no sermon, you self-righteous woman, just let us be. The Lord knows I'm drinking,
the Lord knows I'm drinking,
and running around,
and running around.
And he don't need your loud mouth informing the town. The Lord knows I'm sinning,
the Lord knows I'm sinning,
and sinning ain't right,
and sinning ain't right.
But me and the good Lord gonna have us a good talk later tonight. Goodbye, Mrs. Johnson, you self-righteous biddy. I don't need your preaching, and I don't need your pity. So go back to whatever you hypocrites do. And when I talk to heaven, be nice and I'll put in a good word for you. The Lord knows I'm drinking,
the Lord knows I'm drinking,
and running around,
and running around.
And he don't need your loud mouth informing the town. The Lord knows I'm sinning,
the Lord knows I'm sinning,
and sinning ain't right,
and sinning ain't right.
But me and the good Lord gonna have us a good talk later tonight.
Visit and support all our sponsors and tell them thank you for advertising and supporting local radio with Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
Yeah. Well, it's a long way from Star, Mississippi, to the big stage I'm singing on tonight. And sometimes the butterflies still get me when I'm in the spotlight. And some people seem to think that I've changed, that I'm different than I was back then. But in my soul, I know that I'm the same way that I've a Mississippi girl don't change her ways just cause everybody knows her name. Ain't big-headed from a little bit of fame. I still like wearing my old ball cap, riding my kids around piggyback. They might know me all around the world, but y'all, I'm still Mississippi girl. They put my face on the big movie screen, but that don't mean I've forgotten where I came from. That's just me chasing dreams, yeah. Cause a Mississippi girl don't change her ways just cause everybody knows her name. Ain't big-headed from a little bit of fame.
Thank you.
Cause a Mississippi girl don't change her ways just cause everybody knows her name. Ain't big headed from a little bit of fame.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Faith Hill and Mississippi Girl here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnekins, and we have temperatures in the low to mid 70s across the region this morning. We also have a severe thunderstorm watch that is in effect for the listening area until 10 a.m. Looking at Weather Service radar this morning, we do have showers and storms. Right now, the worst of it, though, is still in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area and around the Rochester area as well. We'll keep an eye on the weather as well here throughout the morning. Coming up, we have today's Agriculture America. That's next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Roots. We plant them, we feed them. They are the foundation. This is Matthew with Bluff Country Feed and Seed. This June, we send our thanks to all the hardworking dairy farm families across western Wisconsin. Without you, we wouldn't have the wonderful dairy products we all love. Not in dairy or agriculture? Check out a local breakfast on the farm every Saturday at a farm near you.
Strong roots lead to a strong business and a thriving community. Plant your roots with us at Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. What does sustainability mean for the beef industry? We'll talk about it coming up.
Got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2024 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Sustainability means different things to different people. Samantha Worth, Director of Sustainability with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, talks about what sustainability means for the beef industry.
Oh, man. Well, we've been doing a lot of work here at NCBA. We launched sustainability goals about 3 years ago, November of 2021. We launched our sustainability goals. So we really focus on helping to define for the industry what is sustainability, what does it mean for U.S. beef. For us, that comes down to the animals, the people, and the planet. So we are really focused in on what can we do as a cattle ranching producing community to advance sustainability initiatives, continue continuously improve as we have been for decades and be able to leverage that work that we're doing to share across the broader industry to let them know, hey, we're here and we're doing all these wonderful things and sustainability is U.S. beef.
She says sustainability discussions have to start with producers' ability to survive financially.
Yes. So everything stems back to that financial perspective. So we do a lot here thinking about if we're talking about a new grazing management strategy that is going to help with enhancing biodiversity on the land, are there ways that we can add value for producers to help get them paid essentially for that work that they're doing to enhance biodiversity? And anything that we're doing, we're looking at what are the opportunities to get support and what are the ways that we're going to really improve profitability for a producer if we're implementing sustainability practices.
A large number of people outside of the beef industry have their own ideas about beef sustainability.
We get that a lot of people coming in and kind of thinking through, hey, we call it carbon myopia, right? The focus is really on how do we reduce methane emissions from cattle or how do we enhance carbon sequestration? And there are a lot of things that we actually can do and are doing in terms of how we just manage our animals already. So we kind of try to focus those conversations on here's what's viable for a producer and here's maybe why some of the things you might ask aren't viable, but here's a compromise or here's a workaround that will work.
Samantha Wirth with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America is a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
The IRS finally caught up with Louie.
I hadn't paid my taxes in 8 years. I owed the IRS a lot of money.
Louie was in deep trouble.
We're going to take your house, put a lien on your bank account, garnish your pay. They don't care. They're going to take your paycheck.
Louie found out about Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $1 billion for their clients.
Optima Tax, they helped me. They calmed me down. They made me feel comfortable, and I trust them.
Louie has a lot to be thankful for.
I don't owe the IRS anymore, and I'm able to live a comfortable life, a better life. It was because of Optima Tax.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation. Take it from Louie.
If you owe the IRS, don't go it alone. Give Optima Tax a call. They can help you.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, showers, maybe a thunderstorm, highs in the upper 70s. For tonight, chance of a storm with lows around 74. Chance of showers and thunderstorms on your Tuesday, otherwise mostly sunny. Windy with a high near 88. For Wednesday, chance of showers and storms, 75. On Thursday, scattered thunderstorms with a high near 77. Friday, showers and storms in 82. It's 73 at our studios.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
That cowboy hat to cover up his horns. Sweet talking forked tongue had a tempting charm. Before I turned around, that girl was gone. All I can say is, bartender, pour me something strong. Here's to the past, they can kiss my glass. I hope she's happy with him. Here's to the girl who wrecked my world, that angel who did me in. I think the devil drives a coupe de ville. I watched him drive away over the hill. Not against her will, I've got time to kill. Down in Broken Heartsville. It was long and chrome sitting in the lot. Fire engine heart. He revved it up, she waved goodbye. Love's gone to hell, and so have I. Here's to the past, they can kiss my glass. I hope she's happy with him. Here's to the girl who wrecked my world, that angel who did me in. I think the devil drives a coupe de ville. I watched him drive away over the hill. Not against her will, I've got time to kill down in broken Hartsville. Here's to the past, they can kiss my glass. I hope she's happy with him. Here's to the girl who wrecked my world, that angel who did me in. I think the devil drives a coupe de ville. I watched him drive away over the hill. Not against her will, I've got time to kill down in broken Hartsville.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Joe Nichols, Broken Hartsville, here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Monday morning. And good morning. I'm Brian Winnekins. We have temperatures low to mid 70s this morning. Very active weather here in our ag weather forecast that we'll have next hour. Do have a severe thunderstorm watch in effect for the listing area until 10 o'clock this morning. And we will keep you up to date on the latest in the weather. Now, remember, if you listen to the AM side or AM station, you'll be hearing those little lightning cracks. Little cracks the static, that's lightning. And that kind of gives you a little bit of a warning if a storm is coming. Just remember, you'll start to hear them. That's the storm approaching. They'll get louder and more frequent as the storm gets closer to your location. So something to, kind of a nice benefit of the AM side of the station. But we'll keep you up to date on the latest in the weather. Also next hour during our newsmaker segment, we're going to talk with Jennifer Webster with the Farmer Angel Network of Western Wisconsin. And I had a chance to talk with Jennifer during the Pierce County Dairy Breakfast on Saturday. And so we will be chatting with Jennifer here next hour in our newsmaker segment. Coming up, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future together. Last Wednesday saw the June release of the USDA's World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates, and while the grain production numbers didn't excite the markets, the livestock outlook provided a more optimistic view. I'll have more when we come back. North Texas has seen waves of severe weather since March, changing the agronomic equation for growers recently accustomed to drought. Nutrien Ag Solutions crop consultant Burke Lane from Paris, Texas, describes what this has meant for growers.
We had a small window at the end of February to get started. From the 1st of March till now, we've just had excessive amounts of rainfall. I mean, if it rained 1 inch, it rained 5 inches. We weren't getting any small amounts of rain. Rainfall wasn't only weather problems we've had. We've hail ranging anywhere from pea size to tennis ball size hail, winds, 70 mile an hour plus winds. Then we've even thrown a couple tornadoes in there.
He warns that farmers who aren't adjusting to the new field conditions risk falling behind.
Wheat's been ready for a long time. Every time it rains, it lowers the test weight. Wheat that's still standing good is sprouted. You have 4% or more on sprouts at $2 a bushel dock.
To work with expert agronomists who understand how your local conditions are changing, contact Nutrien Ag Solutions. You can learn more at NutrienAgSolutions.com. The monthly World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates report from the USDA represents the agency's best guesses for grain, oilseed, and livestock production and consumption from around the world. Sometimes these reports can provide news that will make the futures markets react, but the June issue usually isn't one of them, and this month was no exception.
On the grain front, with American farmers wrapping up planting and crop emergence underway, the USDA didn't have enough information to change their estimates for U.S. production, still expecting to see a record 181 bushels of corn per acre across 91 million acres. That brings total production to 14.86 billion bushels, the same as last month. We also saw no change to production in Brazil or Argentina, all of which was largely in line with trade expectations. Wheat traders saw the most bullish news, as global production was pared back by 8 million metric tons after adverse weather events in the Black Sea. Soybeans saw no change to their domestic balance sheet. Again, that was expected for this early summer report, but globally, the trade was surprised to see only a small reduction in supplies out of Brazil. The report also evaluates the protein and livestock markets, and cattle traders found some bullish indicators. Beef production is expected to decline by nearly 5 million pounds for 2024 as slower chain speeds at harvesting facilities slow down production, even as carcasses continue to be historically heavy. USDA statisticians saw no reason to change their expectations of beef import or export numbers, so the tighter supply could support higher prices for the next two quarters. Hog and pork producers are looking at a mirror image of those production results, with pork plant chain speeds operating aggressively and carcass weights growing. The USDA expects America to produce nearly 42 million more pounds of pork this year. With more production, pork exports are expected to surge by as much as 100 million pounds. I'll have more when we come back.
Daily Money Management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, Daily Money Management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
Following last Wednesday's supply and demand estimates report from the USDA, grain and oilseed prices were little changed heading into the weekend, but both live and feeder cattle prices were moving higher, with traders now turning their focus back to consumer demand as the summer grilling season heats up. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future together. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-218-9172. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-218-9172 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-218-9172 to see if you qualify. That's 800-218-9172.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
My shoulder, but I want her that teddy bear. She's got me saying sugar pie, honey, darling, and dear. I ain't seen the Braves play a game all year. I'm gonna get fired if I don't get some sleep. My long lost buddies say I'm getting in too deep, but I like it.
daddy tried to teach me courtesy. But it never sank in till that girl got a hold of me. Now I'm holding umbrellas and opening up doors. I'm taking out the trash and I'm sweeping my floor. I'm crossing my fingers and counting every kiss, praying that it keeps going.
Straight up the stairs, bouncing off the wall, floating on air, baby. Why don't we just dance?
I'll cut her up.
Well, it might be me, but the way I see it, the whole wide world has gone crazy. Baby, why don't we just dance?
Bouncing off the walls, floating on air,
baby.
Baby,
why don't we just dance?
Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. going down. Everywhere I look, the world keeps turning round. Though I said I never would be satisfied, oh baby, I lied. I couldn't leave you if I tried. I cross just turns me upside down, and every stumbling step I take back to your side hurts my pride. I couldn't leave you if I tried. Well, I could not walk away no matter what I say. I won't believe in, believe it or don't. You're all that I want. Tears may fall, but after all is said and done, darling, please believe me, you're the only one. And I'll admit mistakes I've made me realize, but baby, I lied. I couldn't leave you if I tried.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture has certified the 2024 Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin Board of Directors election results. In District 5, which includes Dunn and St. Croix counties, Kay Zwald of Hammond was reelected. In District 14, which includes Jackson, La Crosse, and Trempealeau counties, Annalise Wagner of Ettrick was elected. And in District 20 in Richland and Sauk counties, Jessica Kelly of Rock Springs was elected. Those three will begin three-year terms as elected members of the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin Board of Directors starting July 1st. The Dairy Innovation Hub held a dairy symposium May 15th at Memorial Union at UW-Madison. During the day-long event, which drew over 200 attendees, scientists shared and discussed their hub-funded work with researchers, students, campus colleagues, and others. Through sessions, keynote presentations, and breakout discussions, the Dairy Symposium highlighted examples of the Hub's most advanced research and facilitated discussions on how the work can help meet the challenges facing the dairy industry. The symposium is the academic focus companion to the Public Focus Dairy Summit that is held in November. The Dairy Innovation Hub is funded through a $7.8 million investment by the state of Wisconsin, harnessing the research and developments at UW-Madison, Platteville, and River Falls campuses to keep Wisconsin's $45.6 billion dairy community at the global forefront in producing nutritious dairy foods in an economically, environmentally, and socially sustainable manner. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's Agriculture Research Service and the University of Wisconsin-Madison's College of Agricultural and Life Sciences hosted a groundbreaking ceremony last week in Prairie du Sac for the construction of a new world-class dairy research facility that would expand the two organizations' longstanding partnership to tackle issues affecting dairy farmers across the country. Scheduled for completion in 2027 and administered by the Agriculture Research Service's Dairy Forage Research Center in partnership with UW-Madison, the new facility and its associated buildings will house robotic milking systems, chambers for measuring greenhouse gas emissions, an advanced animal nutrition unit, and state-of-the-art laboratories for agronomy and dairy sciences, as well as offices and a visitor center. The 36th World Pork Expo hosted more than 12,000 producers and industry professionals from 37 countries at the Iowa State Fairgrounds in Des Moines last week. World Pork Expo brings out the best in the swine industry, said Lori Stevermeyer, NPPC president and Minnesota pork producer. Exhibitors look forward to talking with the producers from all over the country and around the world. Several exhibitors noted that after a long period of losses, producers are beginning to reinvest in their facilities, adopting new technologies and asking questions so they can continue to raise pork efficiently and effectively. Producers discussed several priorities with exhibitors, including precision feeding to reduce feed costs and improve the sustainability of their operations. The American Petroleum Institute teamed up with agriculture groups to sue EPA over its light-duty and medium-duty vehicle emission standards for model years 2027 to 2023. While API is the lead partner, the fence post says the National Corn Growers Association and American Farm Bureau Federation are co-petitioners. By approving tailpipe standards that focus exclusively on electric vehicles, EPA ignored the benefits corn ethanol plays in reducing greenhouse gas emissions, said NCGA President Harold Woolley. It may take decades to get enough electric vehicles on the road to significantly lower emissions. American Farm Bureau President Zippy Duvall says impractical standards for light-duty and medium-duty trucks will drive up the cost of farm vehicles and force farmers to rely on charging networks that don't exist in rural areas. The new rule requires 68% of new passenger vehicles and 43% of new medium-duty trucks and vans to be electric by 2032. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com. Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor Certified Service Center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Customer owned, community minded, Synergy Co-op.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, showers, maybe a thunderstorm, highs in the upper 70s. For tonight, chance of a storm with lows around 74. Chance of showers and thunderstorms on your Tuesday, otherwise mostly sunny, windy with a high near 88. For Wednesday, chance of showers and storms, 75. On Thursday, scattered thunderstorms with a high near 77. Friday, showers and storms in 82. It's 73 at our studios.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
She was aware of her insecurities as she took the stage. She was convinced if she got up there that she'd be discovered someday. So she belted it. She hit the high notes fearlessly. Oh, she melted them. And she brought them to their feet. Was a big star at Banana Joe's bar where she sang karaoke every night. She said if you work hard to get where you are, it feels good in the hot spotlight. She was a big star. She made the couple of weekends, the groupies were crawling all over the place. She signed autographs like she was Garth Brooks in a skirt. And in the aftermath, that small time town was hers. She was a big star at the Nana Joe's bar, where she sang karaoke every night. She said if you work hard to get where you are, it feels good in the hot spotlight. She was a big star.
Chips are down. To win her over, I'd see the tables turn around. She's 10 the hard way, I can feel it in my bones. She'll be making my day, not another night alone. Well, it's time for a windfall, not a single minute too soon. I've been too long overdue, now I'm gonna shoot the moon. I'd bet it all on a good run of bad luck. 7 come 11 and she could be mine. Lucky a lady and I'm gonna find love coming on the bottom line. I've been to the table and I've lost it all before. I'm willing and able, always coming back for more. Squeezing out a thin dime till there's no one hanging on my arm. I've gambled on the third time, a fool will tell you it's a charm. If I'm betting on a loser, I'm gonna have a devil to pay. But it's the only game I know to play, it doesn't matter anyway. I'd bet it all on a good run of bad luck. 7 come 11 and she could be mine. Lucky a lady